Okay, this is August the 4th once again, and I have way too much time on my hands. You can tell this week that I have too much time on my hands because I just keep posting about pointless things. I have a question, actually, and this got me thinking. I went to think about where I could pose this question, and it got me pondering. You know, I really have a lot of fragmentation on social media. Don't mind me, I need more coffee. When one just isn't enough, and when two just aren't enough, how much coffee can I drink in one day? But, you know, I have people that I'm really, that I feel anyway, very close to. Some of them I talk to often, some of them I don't talk to very often, and some of them I feel like I'm kind of within touching distance of, you know, we kind of smile at each other across the distance, but, you know, say, hi, how's it going? But we're not tight. Our relationships just haven't cemented one another. We see each other in passing and we say, you know, God, it's great to, you know, how's it going? What's going on? What's happening with you? And we catch up and then we go for a period of time and we don't talk. Others are the kind of friends that I could pick up the phone and call them, you know, day or night. What's going on? Got a question for you. And then there are those other people that, of course, we know each other, but not well. And we have mutual friends in common, whatever. Social media is like that. But I don't seem to have the same people on every platform. There's a little crossover between Audio Boom and Twitter. I'm sure if I tweeted more of my audio, it would be more interesting. I would just bore more people. <It's> like, I love audio because you can really tell the nuances of what somebody, you know, they can make a comment, but you can actually hear what's behind it. The same reason you guys that like to use Meerkat and Periscope, not just to see what someone else is doing, but also to get the nuances of their expression and stuff, and get kind of a, you know, watch them when they talk to see. You know, and it kind of, it's weird. It sort of puts things like Facebook and Twitter kind of on the back burner. You know, I flip through, I catch up on my news feeds, I have a look at a few articles. I've gotten to where there's so much content, sadly, that a podcast really, really has to captivate me before I will commit to listening to it. I have a couple of things that Leo Laporte does on Twit that I catch regularly. There are just maybe two or three anymore, but mostly podcasts are wonderful, but you know what? If I can skim a paragraph and read or listen for 2 hours, I'd rather read the news content or whatever and save my listening time for people that I consider friends, I guess, if you want to call it that. But the friends are different on Twitter, as different from the friends on Audio Boom, different from the friends on Heytel, different from the friends on WhatsApp. It's really strange. It's like, you know, you'd think all of us have these same tools at our disposal. You would think the same people would follow each other across the board. And I know in some cases we do, but I tend to talk to very different people on these different platforms. It's really weird. I don't know why I don't connect, for example, with some of the Audio Boom people on platforms like Taco and WhatsApp. Now, there are a few of you that I do, but for some reason, not as many as I would have thought. Now, there's a good group on Taco, I know, that has kind of formed itself, and also WhatsApp. I think there's a big WhatsApp Audio Boom group. You know, and it's not that it's clicky. I'm sure in some cases they are and they're closed, but in a lot of cases they're open. I mean, there are whole TeamSpeak servers where people just hang out there and talk, and for some reason I tend to connect with different people on different platforms, and I'm kind of thinking, you know, I'd like to change it, at least so that I keep tabs on the same people on multiple, and maybe that's just sensory overload, but it's odd to follow people in one place, and to talk to them in one place, and yet see, I see a lot of people that I follow on Twitter, but we just don't end up chatting over there, or, you know, I follow a lot of the same people on other platforms, but that just doesn't seem to be the forum where we end up talking. I don't know what the deal is with that. It's odd that it's so compartmentalized when we all have the same tools at our disposal. It's just a weird thing I was pondering. Maybe, I know some of you all follow each other on, you know, every social media network you tie in, or maybe you advertise your own site and people find you there. But I find it fascinating that I tend to do different things with different platforms, and that seems to lead to following very different types of people and doing different things when I'm there. The Hatel groups that I follow, for example, there are three of them. Two of them are local for the most part. One of them is very local, and it's used just to coordinate locally with other people. Hey, we're going to meet here, blah, blah, you know. One of them is Northern California, really. We've got a lot of people in the Bay Area, and then another one is international. But Taco, I thought Taco would be huge and would take off. Probably still one of my favorite apps. It's got some places where it's funky, but God, what a cool thing to have full duplex, to be able to key up and say something to somebody. You know, if they're available, they answer. If not, they send a message back at their leisure. But it puts things like WhatsApp in the dirt. And I have a ton of people that I talk to on WhatsApp, and I always thought we would migrate over to Taco because it's just so much better. Same with Hatel. I thought the Hatel groups would disband and people would end up on Taco, you know, because if you want to use it, it's full duplex. I mean, you key the mic and you start talking. If somebody's available to answer, they can key their mic and actually, you know, lock the mic so that the mic is open, and you can sit there and have a full duplex conversation until one or the other needs to sign off, and you just, you know, kill the mic and go. I mean, or you can leave a message, or you can send text. It's just so versatile. I thought, oh, that's going to kill everything, and it hasn't. I've got some people that will only use Meerkat, and others that only like Periscope, so if I'm going to watch what they do, I'm going to use both apps. It's just odd that there isn't more of a crossover, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So, I don't know what got me pondering this morning. Oh, I know what it was. I'm looking for something. I need to find an MP3 player for my dad. I need something simple. I'd like something with SD support so I can send him SD cards full of music. But I just want him to be able to take something in the car, in the gym, you know, hook it up to his stereo. But the screen has to be large enough for him to see it. And every MP3 player I'm finding that's just a player is little teeny tiny screen the size of a postage stamp. And I know my 76-year-old father is never going to be able to see that, even with his glasses on. And I thought, well, I'll put out a, you know, hey, you guys, what, people who can see, give what's a good MP3 player with a nice color screen that my dad can look at. He has no Wi-Fi, he has no internet, so it's not, I can't go with, you know, Apple products and iTunes. He's got no computer. It's going to have to be something that somebody loads up tracks for him or sends him, you know, SD cards and he can pop in there. And I thought, well, where can I appeal to all of my sighted listeners and say, hey, man, I need something for my father. What do you recommend? And I couldn't decide on a platform because there's just so many different places. So I thought, well, I'll put out the word on all of them, and maybe somebody will have a recommendation for me of something that's portable but has a large enough screen that he'll be able to see it comfortably. Doesn't anybody just make a standalone MP3 player anymore? Does it have to, like, you know, make your coffee and do everything else for you? I can't find one. I'm sure there's something out there that I'm just not finding. So anyway, this long, convoluted thing is a request for recommendations, basically. And if you see it in multiple places, that means we follow each other on multiple social media networks, doesn't it? Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you next time.